Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Ches and the Oiz V'Hodr edition, Perek Rishon, in the middle of Halacha Beis. We're starting Daf Zayin Amud Beis and the two dots towards the bottom. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah that says, Lifnei HaSopa or Sobach LaMincha, meaning a person should not sit in front of a barber right before Mincha, Ad Sheispal until he davens, V'lo Yikones LaMerchatz. And as Reb Chaim points out, you have to add the word V'chulei because we're really focusing on the next part of the Mishnah, it says, "Imitchilu ein mafsekim." Meaning, if they started, you don't have to stop. So the Gemara now asks, "What does it mean to start?" So the Gemara, "Hatcholas sasoper ezohi." What's the beginning of the haircut? Meshiyatchil galech. So the Gemara says, maybe it means when you start to shave, you start the haircut. Ve'atani yoshol galech. Someone who's sitting to take a haircut didn't start yet. Ba'uvamruloi meis oviv. They told him his father died. Lo'alinu. Harezim mashlim es reishon. He could finish up, even though he didn't even start the haircut. He just sat down to take the haircut. Chada megalech vechada mizgalech. Talking, say about the one taking the haircut, say about the barber giving the haircut. In both cases, once you start, you don't finish. The one taking the haircut, because once he started, he can finish the haircut, even though he's an ovel. And even the barber who's not supposed to do a malacha when he's an ovel, he could finish the haircut. So you see the beginning of the haircut. It's not once the haircut started, but once he sat down to take the haircut. So therefore says the Gemara, Lo yasyo in davches amud alef, elo mishis atef belunotis. Once he's wrapped up in the barber cloth, that's when the haircut starts, and even if the actual shaving did not start. Continues the Gemara, atcholos ha-merchatz ezohi. What's the beginning of the bathhouse? Rav Zreikon mishim evchanino amar mishiyate chagur. Once he opens up his belt. As Rav Chaim points out over here, and Meseches Derech Eretz, it says the order of removing the clothes when one goes into the bathhouse. So how does it start? It starts with removing the shoes, then taking out the hat, then taking out the talis, which means the upper clothing, and then matir es chaguroi upoish es chalukai. Then you open the belt. So as Reiki, the name of Chanino, says, when you get to that fourth stage of opening the belt, that's when the bathhouse process started. Rav says, no, even in the first stage, once he opened his shoes, that's when the bathhouse process started. This is like the following story that we saw, this concept of starting. Once you start, do you continue or not? Rav Shua ben Levi, used to, Shoa parshoso mimbar brei bechol urvas shuvo, which means, every Erev Shabbos, he used to listen to his grandson learning the parsha. The grandson basically went through the parsha with his grandfather. Chadzman, one time, Inchi, he forgot about it. Ve'al mischei be'ahen dimus netveril. And he went to bathe himself in the chamei tver, in the hot springs of Tveril. Ve'amistamech al ketzfosei de'abchir barbo. And he was leaning on the shoulders of Abchir barbo. Inar, then he remembered. T'le'sho parshosei mi'bar brei. He didn't hear the parsha from his grandson. Chosav enough of this, he right away left and went back out to listen to the pasha. Mahavo, how much was he dressed? Rav Derusio Markachavo, he was fully dressed. He was exactly like he's usually outside. He was the same thing, meaning he didn't even start the process. Because once you start the process, maybe you would not stop to go learn the pasha. Rav Eloz, Rav Yisrael, Yimashdech Moneavo, he already started to remove his clothing. Omele Rav Chia Barabo, Loiken Alfon Rebbe, Mitchilu Ein Mafsekin. He said, told Rav Chia Bar Abba to his Rebbe, didn't you teach us that once you start the process of removing the clothing, you don't have to stop? And that's even for tefillah, when you have a Zman Kavua, as we'll see soon. Koshkan de Loim Toyer, which is not a Zman Kavua. But in any case, we have here a Raya, that once the process of removing the clothes started, so then that's considered to be the beginning of the Merchetz, and that's a Raya to Rav. But on the question, Omer Lechia B'ni Kolei Be'necho, is it light by you, is it easy by you? It's a great thing that someone hears Torah from his grandson, it's as if he's hearing Torah from Har Sinai. So you have your Hekish, Bonecho Vnei Bonecho, grandchildren, and then you have Choyriv, which is Sinai. So he says, this great mile of learning with the grandson is something that I can't give up. And even though I started the mechitz, I'll stop to go learn, even though it's not required. Rav Chizkio, Rav Yirmer, Rav Chia, B'Shav Yerucho, they have another drush on this pasuk. Im yochol at the shalshel, is a shmu ad Moshe shalshelo. If you know who said the Shmur that you're saying, you know who is he said it and who he said it from, who did he hear it from, who the person he heard it from, and you can go one after another until you reach Moshe Rabbeinu, then that's the best way to do it. If not, just say the one you heard it from, the last one, or the first one who he said in the name of, and don't say the entire list. Mataimo. I mean, how do we know that hearing Isha Chayish, hear the entire list is important? Because it says, V'idato levanecho levanecho yoyim asher amadato. Ad yoyim asher amadato v'nei asher v'kecho b'chayv. You should tell me the entire list until you get to Moshe Rabbeinu in Sinai. Gidul oyma, Gidul said, kolo oyim asher shmur mipi oymo. Anybody who says a shmur for the name of somebody else, yoyim asher shmur kilu oyim et kenegdo. You should imagine seeing the person that he's quoting standing in front of him. My timer, what's the source? Ach petzelem yisalach ish. Petzelem means you have to see the tzelem ish that you're mentioning. Ksiv rav odom yikro ish chazdoi v'ish emuni mi yimtso. So one dash is posted like this. Rav odom yikro ish chazdoi. Most people will just mention anybody they heard. Rav odom yikro ish chazdoi is a shar kol odom. They just mention without being medactic or who they're quoting. V'ish emuni mi yimtso, but someone's very, very careful. Zera is so careful to just quote the ones that he knows personally and knows that they said the Shmur correctly. Tamar of Zera lays adon tzrichim chashoshim shmurosi de avsheshes to gavur mefatcho. Rav Zera said, I'm not quoting, we're not going to mention Rav Sheshes because he is blind. So he cannot see the Baal Shmur, he may connect, he doesn't know the one that he's quoting, they never saw him in front of his eyes because he was blind. And part of learning Torah in the right way is to seeing the one saying the Shmur in front of him. Omer Rav Zeir Rav Yaso. Rav Zeir asked Rav Yaso, Chakim Rebbe lebar pedayo dat omer shmosu min shmei? Do you know, are you familiar with bar pedayo that you say Shmur in his name? We say if someone says a Shmur in someone's name, he has to say, he has to have the Baal Shmur or him in the front of. Omer Rabbi Yochanan omer mishmoi. He says, I don't know Rav pedayo, but I heard from Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan heard from Rav pedayo, and Rabbi Yochanan I do know, and I am familiar with. Do you know Rav that Omar Shmosim and Shmei that you mentioned Yeshua in his name? Mentioned him. In other words, even though you're quoting somebody and you need to know to see him in front of you, that's only if you're quoting him directly. But if you're quoting the name of somebody else, you don't have to see that Baal Shmua Oimed Kenegdoi. Continues the Gemara and says, Veloy Libursiki, that someone who is busy with a bursiki, with hides, he doesn't stop for davening. But the Mishnah concluded and says he does stop for Kriya Shema. Says he wants, Issa Chami, come and see, how could that be? B'deilu mimishirecho ora, that omar achim. Someone has a bad smell, you have to go away from him. You can't say Kriya Shema in front of him. So how do you tell this person who's dealing with hides have a bad smell to say Kriya Shema? Lo yasin deloi mishislabesh b'gdeo munosui. What we're talking about is not that once he started touching the hides, but only once he put on his clothing of the umnus, of the hide processing. So then, if he started that, you don't have to stop for davening, but you do have to stop for Kriya Shema. Ketuvos Gemara, and it says, V'loy le'echoil, you're not allowed to start eating. Hatchola sachilo ezohi, what is the beginning of eating? Says Gemara, Dav Chesamun Beis, Rav Acha Rabo B'Shem Rebbe, Mishiyitul Yodov, once he washes his hand. Rav Acha Omar, L'kiddush Isamor. So this is a din of Kiddush. This is a halacha that Yerushalmi holds. We learned it also in the Bavli. That once you start a meal, you don't do Kiddush. So once he washed his hands, it's considered to be that the meal started, and you don't do Kiddush. That's when we use Yitul Yodov. Rabbo Omar Lib Brocha Yisamoris. Meaning that right after he washes his hand, he should right away say a moitz, he should not have a hefsek. That's what we spoke about washing his hands. So when Rav Nosso Liyode, he washed his hands. Ramas Chia Brei Lemezoigo. Rav Chia's son made a remez to do mezigo of wine, bo meitel, and to give it to him, do kiddush. Amalik faitchal mesuda. We start the suda. You don't do kiddush anymore. And that's what we see over here. The washing his hands is considered to be the beginning of the suda for kiddush as well. Says the Gemara Dalma. Dalma means a story. Rav Maisho, Rav Shmuel, Rav Yitzchok, Avi Yasin, Achlin bechado min knishto ilayoso. They were sitting and eating in a shul on the second floor. Also, on say that soisa came the time of davening. Kamli Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok Mitzlayo. So Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok started davening. Didn't you teach us Rebbe? We said if you start the meal, you don't stop to daven. V'tani chizkio. Kol mishu potter min adobo v'oseo nikra hedrit. Someone who is potter from doing something, he still does it, is not a chashiv, is not something good, it's considered to be a hedrit. So why are you davening? Amali v'atani, but we learned, chosson potter, chosson who is getting married, is potter from kriyishma. But chosson, he writes a likra, it's koyer. But if he does want to say kriyishma, he could do kriyishma. So you see from here that what? That if a person is potter, he still wants to do something, it's okay. So now we're going to use the gears of Reb Chaim. So he told him, Omer Lehi v'lav de Rangam Liel hi. Isn't she this Rangam Liel that says that? Omer Lehi cholani potter liker Rangam Liel doimer eini shemea lechen levati meni machos shemayin shohachas. He says, yes, Rangam Liel. And he quotes Rangam Liel. What's Rangam Liel say? He says, when he was a chassan, he wanted to see Kriyishma. He says, I hold like Rangam Liel. And I explained the Mishnah like Rangam Liel that when a person is potter from something, but he still decides to do it, it's a good thing. It's not considered to be an hedyot. Says the Gemara of a loy ledin. Once you should not start a din, but once you start it, you have to stop. What is the din? What's the beginning of the din? Rav Yosef Chador Mishiyeshu din. Once they sit down to do the din, V'chorin Omar Mishu Yeshmiu Tanu Seim. Once the Baalei Din say their tainus, Im Etchilu En Mafsikim, Mafsikim LeYakuyeshu, En Mafsikim LeTfilo. If you start, you don't stop. That's for davening. For Kriyeshu, you do stop. Says the Gemara Omar Avacho. What's the reason? The difference between Kriyeshu and Tfilo? Kriyeshu Advar Toyra. Tefillah ain't a dvar Torah. Kriyashma is mina Torah. Tefillah is not mina Torah. Omar bo kriyashma zman hakavua. Tefillah ain't zman hakavua. Kriyashma, you have a very certain amount of time you can say it. 3 hours in the morning. And in the evening, as Rav Chaim points out, the Yerushalmi holds, you could say kriyashma till chatzos, but not more. Tefillah, on the other hand, you could do the entire night, and you could do it in the day until chatzos. So you have much more time for tefillah than kriyashma, and that's why we're more machmir in kriyashma. Omar v'yisa kriyashma ain't a tzricha kavona. But tefillah tzarei kavana. Kriyashma you can say without kavana. Davening you have to have kavana. And that's why by davening it needs much more to do. So we tell them don't stop. But kriyashma it doesn't require that much. So the more maramano kashiyosu kamei davyesi. I ask davyesi. Feel teme kriyashma ain't tzarei kavana. Even if you hold the kriyashma does not require kavana. Shloisha psukim eishayim tzarei kavana. The first three psukim you don't have to say with kavana. So the Gemara means goy diinun sivchad hu mechaven because it's very short, so that's only three psukim. So that you could do a kavona. So that's not requiring him to do too much, and therefore you stop the suit to do it. Rabbi Yochanan Rav Asher Rav Shimon Yochai kegoin onu shosukim b'talmud toiro fil kriyashma ein anu mafsekim said Rabbi Yochanan Rav Asher Rav Yochai, if a person toiros soy munoso, he's busy in toiro the whole time, so he doesn't stop for kriyashma. Rabbi Yochanan himself said, we're not learning Torah so well. I feel it's tefillah and mafsikim. Not when we stop for kriyashma, we stop for davening as well. Not that Rabbi Yochanan was different in terms of his levels connection to Torah, but they go the shitoso. Rabbi Yochanan held that davening is something important that's kedai to stop what you're doing to daven. It's kedai to stop learning to daven. Lama she tefillah mafsedes. You never lose from davening. See, you hold that tefillah is equivalent to Torah. Rav Shimon bar Yochai kedai. Rav Shimon ben Yochai goes the shitosa as well. Rav Shimon ben Yochai oimer. Rav Shimon ben Yochai said, Ilu avino kaim al turo de Sinai. If I wasn't our Sinai, b'shaiso di siavis or raiso l'Israel, when Torah was given to Am Yisrael, havino misba kumi rachmono, I would daven to Hashem. I would ask from Hashem, "These barila din barnosho train pumim." I ask Hakadosh Baruch Hu to have each person should have two mouths. Chad yave loy barai. So one mouth will be busy with Torah, v'chad yisavet bekol tzorchoy, and the other one will do everything else he needs to do, including davening. So you see, according to Shir Bayichai, davening is not the same level of tefillah. So Shir Bayichai holds tefillah is the most important. Someone is so linked to learning he doesn't stop from learning in order to daven. But Rabbi Yochanan holds that Torah and Tefillah are equivalent, and therefore you do stop from learning in order to daven. Continues the Gemara now of Tesa Mudav to conclude Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai saying, Chozer Amai, he went back and said, Ma ein chad hu leis alma yochil koyim be min dele Torah dele. With one mouth, well, the world cannot stand because of Lashon Hara. He'll have in tray al chas kama v'kama. If there'll be two mouths, who knows how much Lashon Hara will be said. So originally, Moshe Rabbeinu Chai said, if I was in Har Sinai, I would ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have two mouths. One will be dedicated to Torah and the other one for other things. And then he changed his mind and said, with one mouth, look how much Lashon Hara said, if it'll be two mouths, it will be even more. Therefore, it's better that it's only one mouth. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos Daf Ches.